Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank our sponsor, and that's Growmark, locally owned, globally strong at growmark.com. In this week's program, I am talking to the president of the International Federation of Agricultural Journalists, which we know as IFAJ. He's Marcus Rediger from Switzerland. And Marcus, there are maybe one or two people left out there who don't know who you are yet. So why don't we first have you tell us what you do for a living?
Yes, hello, I'm Marcus Rediger, and I'm managing editor of the Agricultural Information Center, which is the news agency for agriculture and the food sector in Switzerland. It exists since 75 years and is a private company that produces news and information day by day.
So are you saying you were not there at the start?
No, I was not there at the start.
Okay.
Well, but the mission is the same.
Yes. So you've been very busy in the work that you're doing with IFAJ, it sounds like, on a number of projects. But one that I think we want to really focus on here is what was just announced, and that's an agreement, I guess, between IFAJ and the FAO, United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization. Tell us a little bit about what it is that was announced, and maybe a little bit about the process of getting to that point.
Well, we, as IFHA, had already contact with FAO in the past, because I think we are kind of have similar tasks. Getting in touch, you know, with people involved in agriculture around the globe, but we had more contact in the last few months. It was especially IFHA Vice President Owen Roberts who pushed that forward, and our global manager Jose van Helder. The last meeting that we had with the representatives of FAO was in Berlin at their biannual executive committee meeting, and there we came to the final conclusion that it would be good to work on a memorandum how we could work together, pursue its goals in the future. And then we defined three fields of possible collaboration that are part of this memorandum that we signed yesterday in Rome.
So what are those areas in which you see a joint effort that you can do in order to try to achieve those goals, at least especially from IFAJ standpoint?
In general, I think it's important to say, because before I say more about the content, I think for us as IFHA, it's important because we are a volunteer organization. It's important to engage in partnerships to support and develop our main goal, you know, to develop agriculture journalism worldwide and to bring services and relevant inputs for our members. And therefore, with IFHA, as IFHA, we agreed with FAO on collaboration on three levels. One level is information provision and distribution. We have found out that IFHA, it's important to offer our members more resources that they can use easily, and then we have agreed with FAO that we have direct access to all the information that they provide and they distribute. And we are finding out now, on one hand, what our members especially would like to use, you know, photos, films, information, statistics, all about that FAO is offering. And to bring this to our members. On one hand, and on the other hand, we will have via our web access information available for our members. On the other hand, we would like to create an award for journalists who write about the theme that we will define with FAO, that will be announced at the annual meeting at the Congress, that all our members can participate. And there is a third level, which is we call awareness raising, which is the possibility that we organize joint events in Rome at the FAO headquarters, that our members can participate, and they offer us their facilities and their support to organize events.
Well, it sounds like there's a possibility that as this goes forward, that there will be a lot of opportunities come up. I love the idea of, you know, maybe a joint event, like you were saying. Any excuse to go to Rome, in my opinion, is a good thing. So how about from members' agricultural journalist standpoint? Have you, since announcing this, received any feedback, good, bad comments, anything like that?
I have got a few positive feedbacks. As we have trouble with our email system at the moment, maybe some are still somewhere in the web, but didn't reach my computer so far. But they're quite positive, and I think there is quite an expectation what this really means for our members out in the country, the writers and the journalists, because it's in on our mind that we that it brings really relevance to them, that they can use, that it's not something that we signed somewhere, but it's of a practical help for their work. Mm-hmm. Also, we have realized that, you know, if I'm a writer about agricultural themes in the Midwest, I think FAO does not have all the answers for the farmers there, but it can open a horizon to other themes that other farmers and the agricultural businesses in the world are concerned, and this can bring an additional dimension to those agricultural journalists.
Mm-hmm. So when would we first see some results then from this agreement? Like, what would be the first thing that as members we might see as a tangible evidence of it?
One is information, additional information and access on the IFAJ website that we will make available. And another is the announcement of this award at the next IFAJ Congress early September in Scotland.
Yes, and Cindy and I are registered, looking forward to that. Encouraging others. I think we've got a good group already signed up here from the U.S. to go. Some familiar faces, as I've seen, just saw the list. So definitely looking forward to that. How about, are there any other types of efforts being made to do something similar to this with any other organizations right now from IFAJ side?
Well, you know, we are we've just finished this, and now with FAO, well, the memorandum, but now I think we are implementing it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, I think, on the sponsor side, we are talking with quite a few sponsors also about partnerships and projects. But with international organizations, I think we develop our organizations step by step and are focusing now on FAO. But on our minds, there are also, you know, regional organizations or continental organization, as are regional next networks, you know, the Latin American network or the European network of agricultural journalists. So we are in contact with them to see what we can develop also for them in their parts of the world.
Well, it's seems as an outside observer here that you've been pretty busy.
I think we are busy, and the challenge is, you know, to keep the volunteer jobs and the volunteer work close to the hearts of our of our colleagues who participate to bring an effort and to offer their resources. I think that that's the heart of the organizations, the time and the spirit and all what our members offer to bring IFAJ forward.
How would you characterize the current status or condition of IFAJ in terms of, you know, maybe from where it's been to where we are right now, and then maybe look ahead a little bit? Where do you think or hope that we will continue to develop as we move forward?
Well, as the Delegate Assembly has ratified 2 years ago at the Congress in Sweden, the Strategy 2020, where we say we would like to reach out, be relevant for our existing members, you know, the guilds in the countries and their journalists, but as well also, you know, reach out to countries who are not members of IFAJ yet, help the colleagues, the journalists there to start guilds of agricultural journalists and to help them establish these guilds, to bring them together with colleagues around the globe and to move forward. I mean, the idea is not just to have a growth in numbers, but also a growth in quality and the growth of bringing relevance to colleagues, especially in the global south and in parts where we can help develop agricultural journalism, and help it develop to make more professional, because agricultural journalism, I think, is very important for agriculture, as journalism is important for our society. Agricultural journalism is important to develop the agriculture in the different parts and countries of the world.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Before we close here, how about in your country? I think it might be interesting to hear what are some of the main issues that, as an agricultural journalist in Switzerland, that you see that are kind of top of the list of what you are working on?
I mean, we have to, if you look at agriculture and food journalism in Switzerland, we have on one hand, you know, that the publications for the farmers, the farm journals, on one hand, but we have quite a few also journalists who write for the big public, you know, about agriculture and food for the consumer. And if I look, one of the main challenges at the moment is that if I look for journalists, that I find a journalist who knows a lot about agriculture and food on one hand, but is also a good journalist, a good writer. Whether you find a good writer who knows nothing about agriculture, or you have a, you know, agriculturist or an engineer or somebody with an education in agriculture but is not very good in writing. So if, as an editor or my colleagues, they look for agricultural journalists, they have to build this up and to bring this together. At the moment, this is one of the main challenges, because journalists sometimes they go, you know, to other media who seem more attractive to them. And the ones with education in agriculture, they get a job in agriculture, but not in writing.
Yeah.
So this is a gap that opens at the moment. And the challenge is that the themes are comparable. There are fewer farmers who want more technical information, more and more. The print media, you know, the circulation numbers go down, but with information services, newsletters, they get more and more important. And with the larger, with consumers, I think for consumers, you know, all the questions about food, about GMO, all about these things, I think they're always, they stay on the headlines. And here it's very important that we really have facts and information, and we don't have just journalists that you know, they write only, you know, about emotions and negative headlines. This is also on this side quite a challenge.
Yeah, well, I think that's, a similar challenge everywhere, it seems like. But anything else, you know, about what IFAJ is doing before we go here that we didn't touch on that folks might be interested to know? Or
Yeah, I mean, I'm very thankful for all the colleagues who help move IOJ forward. I think it's on our minds that we'd like to listen to our colleagues around the globe and to integrate their vision and their passion about agricultural journalism in our vision and to move forward as colleagues around the globe, because at the heart of our organization is to be relevant for our members, agricultural journalists, and to be relevant for agriculture around the globe.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Marcus. I'm hoping that your email and internet issues get fixed, because we had some of those ourselves here in Pensacola, Florida, with 22 inches of rain overnight, which I think they said is it's been over 30 years since we've had anything close to that.
So, okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty serious weather conditions overnight, but I think everybody seems to be pretty good shape this morning. Hopefully everybody's safe and that will all clear up. But look forward to seeing you later this year, if not before, in Scotland, and looking forward to some good Aberdeen beef.
No, that's great. Maybe in Kentucky. We will meet in Kentucky.
That's I don't know if my schedule for that is set up yet, but we're working on it.
Okay. Okay, that's great.
Well, thank you.
Talking to you. All the best.
All right. So that's Marcus Rediger. He is currently the president of IFAJ. And that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.